No, that's not what it was supposed to. Oh, this thing is all screwed up today. It's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but it smells worse than one horse to burn. The hand makes one hell of a mess no matter where you go. There you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. That's me, Uncle Jay. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 3 o'clock.
This is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, welcome to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios for Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org.
Anita Kerr Singers on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with their tribute to Neil Sedaka and Love Will Keep Us Together. Started the show off with John Gregory and You Never Done It Like That. Both tunes that Neil Sedaka and Howard Greenfield wrote for The Captain and Tennille in the 1970s. Here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and yes, we are having a little tribute to Neil Sedaka, who passed away last week at the age of 86, much to everybody's surprise, because he had just posted to social media just a few days beforehand. So we were all kind of shocked by this one. Well, something that you won't be shocked by is that it's time to talk about the holidays of the day that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you should, because they're there to be celebrated. Starting with March 6th is National Oreo Cookie Day. So do a twist, a lick, and then dunk your cookie in milk. Yes. It's also National Dress Day, a simple celebration of dresses in all of their styles. Mostly a female celebrated holiday, I guess. And there are some males, so, you know, no problem with that. Employee Appreciation Day is always observed on the first Friday of March. It's a chance to thank the people who make things run. Yeah, okay. Moving on. March 7th is National Cereal Day. That's the breakfast food or whatever time of day you choose to eat it. National Be Heard Day, which is perfect for this show because I can be heard on National Be Heard Day on WRCT or Tube City Online Radio. It's also Plant Power Day, celebrating plant-based eating and green goodness. Not Green Goddess, but you can have it with Green Goddess if you want it. March 8th is International Women's Day, honoring the achievement of women everywhere. It's also National Women's History Month, I do believe, so that there's the day to go with the month. National Peanut Cluster Day, chocolate and peanuts join forces yet again. Delicious combination, of course. And Daylight Saving Time begins. So if you, if you're listening to this on Friday or Saturday, make sure you set your clocks ahead 1 hour before going to bed on Saturday. If you're listening to this on Tuesday, you're a couple of days late. And you're probably early for everything, or late for, I forget which one you'd be. March 9th is National Meatball Day. I'm a meatballologist and proud of it. It's also Get Over It Day, so just let go of grudges and move on. Then National Barbie Day, marking the debut of the doll in 1959. March 10th is National Pack Your Lunch Day. Brown bags make a comeback, or lunchboxes, of course. National Mario Day, or March 10th, which looks like Mario if you just write it out in M-A-R-1-0. It looks like a National Mario Day, a day for gamers and nostalgic plumbers. International Bagpipe Day, widely observed in the U.S., the soundtrack of St. Patrick's Day arrives a little early. Then on March 11th is National Promposal Day, elaborate invitations encouraged to the prom. National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day. Now that's too specific and I can't eat them anyway. A very specific breakfast earns its glory. Good grief. It's also one of two Johnny Appleseeds Day, celebrating the legendary American folk hero. I think the other one's in September or October. I can't remember offhand. And then finally, March 12th is National Girl Scout Day, marking the founding of the Girl Scouts of the U.S. And National Baked Scallops Day, if you like that seafood. And finally, it's World Kidney Day, raising awareness about kidney health. And those are the things you should celebrate that you didn't know you needed to celebrate, but you might as well because they're there to be celebrated, and just do it. Here's Lex de Acevedo coming in and out of your life on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
think spring and bask in the beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy. David Snell there with Cloud 7. For the people who didn't want to wait for Cloud 9, they took Cloud 7 and went a little earlier. Yeah, the Buckingham Strings before that with Listen to the Falling Rain, Paul Marriott, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Lex de Azevedo coming in and out of your life. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT at 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Good to be with you. And this is kind of a tribute show to Neil Sedaka, Sedaka, as he would say, who passed away suddenly last week at age 86. He was a giant in terms of composing pop music. And here is one of the tunes that he wrote for himself, I do believe. It's called The Hungry Years on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Girl, we made it to the top. We went so high, we couldn't stop. Together, building castles in the air. We spun so fast, we couldn't tell the gold ring from the carousel. How could we know the ride would turn out? Once upon a time, the lovely long ago, we didn't have a dime. Those days of me and you, we lost along the way. How could I be so blind not to see the door? One by one, making plans was so much fun. We set our goals and reached the highest star. Things that we were after were much better from afar. Here we stand, just me and you. We lost along the way.
our 10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Frank Purcell, rather, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Runaway, giving a little shout-out to Del Shannon there. Ronnie Aldridge before that with Oh Babe, What Would You Say? That's Hurricane Smith's tune, and his only tune. He was a one-hit wonder. And then Henry Mancini with Silver Streak. And you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. And I'm Eric O'Brien, Dateline, Blaisdell, New York. Escaped cows cause utter chaos on a major highway. That's the headline. Here's the story. Several cows broke free from a farm near the New York State Thruway, wandering onto the roadway during evening traffic. Motorists slowed as the bovines ambled between cars, prompting state troopers to close one lane temporarily. Crews used tractors and herding panels to guide the cows back to their pasture without injury. One driver joked to responders that the cows were just trying to get to colder grass. No motorists were hurt and traffic resumed within an hour. Authorities said gates may be reinforced to prevent future bovine adventures. Ichikawa, Japan. Headline is Baby Monkey Video Sends Stuffed Orangutan Toy Into a Sellout. The viral video of a baby monkey at the Ichikawa Zoo batting at toys led to an unexpected e-commerce frenzy. Viewers fixated on a plush orangutan featured in the clip spiking demand so quickly that online retailers ran out of the stock within hours. The toy stores reported restocking delays as orders piled up worldwide. Zoo officials quipped that the baby monkey's taste in toys may be trendsetting. I'll get through this. Fans posted memes and fan art celebrating the unlikely new mascot. The orangutan's toy maker said they were thrilled and slightly bewildered by the sudden surge. Why would you worry about being bewildered at this point? Finally, in New South Wales, Australia, a horse was rescued from a sewage-filled septic tank. That's going to make me gag, but I'll tell it anyway. Emergency crews responded to a rural distress call after a horse fell into a sewage-filled septic tank in New South Wales recently. Firefighters used harnesses, ropes, and careful coordination to hoist the animal to safety without injury. Neighbors gathered at a safe distance, some cheering as the horse emerged, bewildered but unharmed. A lot of bewilderment these days. The owner said the horse likely wandered too close in search of water. Okay. Officials warned livestock owners to inspect old tanks and cover them securely. The horse was returned to its paddock with a slightly improved resume of great escape. Well, there you go. It's all gone to the animals this hour. Let's see what happens next hour. Here's Bernard Ebbinghaus. Even the nights are better and smooth, relaxing, and easy.
the blossoms still cling to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries. I'll drink your sweet wine.
A million tomorrows shall all pass away. There I forget all the joy that is mine today.
I'll be a dandy.
Still cling to the vine. I'll taste your strawberries. I'll drink your.
Springtime means beautiful skies, beautiful blooms, and beautiful music on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Frank Chaxfield there and Lover Come Back to Me. That was done by Frank Sinatra originally, I do believe. Floyd Kramer before that with Winchester Cathedral. Burt Kempfert with Let Me Be There. And a Burt Kempfert sound-alike band, Barry Lippmann, The Most Beautiful Girl in the World. The New Christy Minstrels had today, and Bernard Ebbinghaus started that set with Even the Nights Are Better. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Here's John Fox. And Come Monday. Jim Miner takes us up to the top of the hour with Kokomo. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay tuned for hour number two, won't you?
Production of PBRTV.com.